You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Okay, hi friends. I just got home from being out, but I really want to make this episode right now. Like, I have some important shit to say about how to truly level yourself up. This is something heavy in my mind right now, and I just kind of had a big realization around it. So I always say to act on your inspiration, so I'm having to do that right now. I just hop my ass in front of here, and we're going to make an episode about what I realized about leveling yourself up. Because everybody claims that they know how to do it. And no one really fucking knows. No one truly knows like how to level yourself up. But this is something that just like rattled the fuck out of my brain. So basically, if you want to level up or you want to like improve anything, all you have to do is switch and alter your sense of what's normal. Basically, raise your threshold for what you think is normal. So if you've been operating at a certain way and doing certain shit and you're like used to it, that's your normal. When you upgrade that and you can make the next step of like doing more, being more, all this shit, if this can become your new normal, boom, you've leveled up. And you just continuously do that. Like you raise your threshold for what your sense of normal is. And I'm gonna give you a whole bunch of examples and break a lot of shit down. But I'm so excited about this. So this is just one example that I thought of. Like let's say you're gonna make yourself do 100 push-ups a day. Like you decided I'm gonna start doing 100 push-ups a day. Your first while, like I was gonna say your first couple of days, but bitch, your first while of doing that, probably month, it's gonna be fucking hell if you're not used to doing push-ups. Like let's say your norm is like 10. For you to be able to do 10 push-ups and then to force yourself to do 100, it's gonna feel like so much fucking work. Okay, so just physically, like alone, that's gonna be fucking hard. If you're only able to do 10 push-ups and you force yourself to do 100 a day, it's gonna be fucking hard physically. You're gonna be tired. You're not gonna be able to do it. You're gonna have to like space it out. It's gonna take a lot longer than it should because you can't just pump out 100 and like be on with your fucking day. You could pump out 10 and then you're gonna lay there and be exhausted and tired. And so you can put out five more. It's gonna take a long fucking time. You're gonna get overwhelmed. You're gonna dread it. You're gonna fucking hate it. And this is totally expected when you start something new you're not good enough for yet. Like you're gonna feel overwhelmed. You're gonna feel overwhelmed as fuck. And this whole like doing 100 push-ups is gonna be the worst part of your day. Your first like month of doing it, it's gonna be hell. But as you do it more and more, you get better and it gets easier. But if you just do it one day and then you stop, you're never gonna get there. You're never gonna have leveled up. If you face a little challenge and it's difficult and you just say, eh, fuck it and quit, you fucked up. You're not moving from anywhere where you are. Like you did it one day. Okay, cool, bitch. That doesn't matter. But by doing things consistently and like doing 100 push-ups a day, if 10 push-ups a day is your norm and now you flip it to 100, that's like 0 to 100, bitch. Like try 50. 50 a day for a minute. Like build up the strength. But if you want to expedite the process, like flip it to 100. Literally do 100 fucking push-ups a day if you can only do 10. It's only a matter of time before that becomes your new normal. After about 6 months, this is gonna be easy as fuck for you. Like your norm of 10, your norm of 100 is gonna feel as easy as the norm of 10 when you started. After 6 months, if you do 100 push-ups a day, you're gonna be able to get down and fucking knock them out, knock out the 100 pretty easily. Your heart rate's gonna get up, you're gonna be a little like, but you're gonna be able to knock them out easily. Whereas like day one, you took like a fucking hour to get it all done. But when you stay consistent with it and you get to 6 months of doing it, that's gonna feel so easy. Like doing 100 is gonna be no fucking big deal because your body adapts. Also your mind, but we're gonna get into the mind in a minute. But your body adapts, your muscles get stronger. When you put yourself under stress or under stimuli, if you continually are exposed to it, you will adapt. You will become strong enough to handle it. It will beat you the fuck down in the beginning, but that's the only way to get stronger, mentally and physically. And when I say your mindset around it flips, day one, versus the 6 month mark of you doing 100 push-ups a day, the first day you fucking dreaded it. You didn't feel like you can do it. You didn't feel good enough. You didn't feel confident. You fucking dreaded having to do that every day. It was a goddamn chore and you didn't look forward to it. But after doing it repeatedly over a long period of time, at 6 months, you're not gonna have the emotional baggage of like the way that you're looking at it. Like, it's not going to be looked at as an inconvenience. It's just something normal that you do. It's no longer a big deal. Where in the beginning, it felt like a huge fucking deal, worst part of your day. When you adapt and you get strong enough to handle the task in front of you, it's no longer going to ruin you. It's no longer going to feel like it's bad, and you're no longer going to look at it like it's a fucking inconvenience or it's hard. That's the main thing. You're no longer going to look at it like it's hard, and it's not going to feel as hard. Because when you look at shit like it's hard, it's going to make it 10 times more hard, even if it is hard, you know? But the mindset shift happens as you go through the process. So like at the 6 month mark, you're just going to look at it like it's a part of your day. It's no longer a big deal. Like I said, you're no longer going to question, are you capable of doing it? No, bitch, you can do it now. You've put in the work to do it. You've become resilient. You've like gotten the fucking fortitude to be able to complete the task at hand. And that's what happens when you're exposed to a lot of like challenges or something difficult. You're exposed to uncomfortable and difficult situations. You will adapt as long as you keep exposing yourself to it. You will become strong enough to handle anything fucking in front of you if it's in front of you long enough. And that applies to emotionally too. So imagine if like you're going through a breakup right now, or like you just got fired from your job and you're so upset about it. It feels like the worst fucking shit. Imagine you've been through that 100 times. The version of you experiencing it for the first time and the version of you experiencing it for the 100th time are going to be two different motherfuckers. They're going to handle it way different. They're going to feel way different. They're going to have a whole different perspective on it. Like for you with the first time, it's going to feel like the end of the fucking world. You for the 100th time, you're going to be like, eh, whatever. But when you do hard things, your threshold raises for what you're able to handle. Your tolerance is higher. So this is just a huge like mindset shift. I don't know why it just knocked me in the fucking head. Like I kind of knew it, but I don't know why it just hit me real hard and I wanted to share it. But this new awareness is all great and fine, but I want to give you a tip on how you can actually continue forward in something. Like when you are up against the challenge that you don't feel like you're able to handle and you don't feel like you can face, I want you to ask yourself this question to get yourself through it and to start seeing solutions you weren't seeing before. If quitting was not an option, how could I continue? What would have to shift? What would I have to do to be able to continue if quitting was not an option? There is no kill yourself, get out of it. There is no quit. There is no other option but to continue forward. That question is going to force you to look for a way through what you're facing, not a way out of it. And I've done this before. Like I've asked myself this in different ways. Like this whole realization just came with all of it. But that's a little tool that I use all the time. Look for a way through, not a way out. If it's something you want on the other side of what you're going through that's hard, you need to commit to finding the way through it. Don't even entertain the thought or consider explanations and possibilities of a way out. Fully commit like you are in that bitch, like there is no way out. You're in the Saw house. Like that scary movie where people get trapped in the house and there's no way out. Like bitch, you're in it, okay? So there is no quit. There is no option but to thrive. So how can I do that? And that question is gonna unlock all the shit that you can start implementing and doing to strengthen yourself and to get through it. Like you can ask yourself, what do I physically need to do? And then what do I mentally need to do? What perspective do I need to hold about this situation in order to mentally and emotionally get myself through it? And I do kind of want to check everybody because I needed to be checked a long fucking time ago and life sure as shit did. But I wish someone could have just told me instead of the universe fucking my life up. But you have it a lot easier than you think. And I know I don't like to discredit and like discount people's experiences and what they're dealing with. Your pain is very real. Your struggles are very real. But there are people dealing with 10 times more and they're still functioning. The only intention I have behind saying that is it doesn't mean that your problems are not real or not hard. There are people that have found a way to function with 10 times more. And 10 times less resources. Like in the world, there's people that deal with a lot more shit. So if you're in a modern civilization, if you feel like you are crippled by what you're facing, there is hope and there is a way out. And you need to look to the people who are finding the way through the shit that's 10 times harder than what you're going through. Not to discredit yourself, not to fight yourself, but to look for the other possibilities of how you can continue moving forward. If they're able to function with 10 times the problems that you have, there is a way for you to learn to function with the problems that you face. There was this quote that kind of like kicked me in the ass. It's like this realization and everything I just said like hit me on one side of my ass, and then this realization hit me on the other side. This quote, and it said, you can modify your skills or you can modify your dreams. And that just don't fucking sit right with me. It's basically like you can rise to the occasion or you can change what the fuck you think you want for your life. Like you can change your goals, you can change yourself to get to your goals. That shit was like the kick in the ass I needed, but like I didn't need both of these at once, bitch. Like I need to be able to process one for the other. But awareness hits you when it needs to. So I wanted to get on here and share it because we all function the same. And when you're aware, you have a lot going on in your fucking head. But this kind of like grounds you and brings you to the truth of the situation at hand. You're not going to be all up in your emotions. It's like, okay, how can I get through this? How can I build myself up? How can I level myself up? How can I improve my skills so that I don't have to modify my goals? Because you can fucking reach anything you want to reach. You just have to do what it takes. And you're fully capable of doing what it takes. You can look at all the reasons why it's going to be hard or why you don't have what it takes and why you can't get there. But those are all excuses. You can absolutely fucking do it. Does not mean it will be easy. Does not mean you will know how. It does not mean you can follow what other people tell you to do. But there is a fucking way to get there if you commit to it. If you commit to figuring it out, you 1000% will, and that goes with everything in your life. One of my own personal examples with raising my threshold to be able to handle more is when I started posting on social media. Like I thought posting once a week was a lot. Like I was stressed out trying to post once a week on TikTok and Instagram, bitch. Like that was a lot for me. Like I was stressed. I was anxious. I was overwhelmed. I was like, how am I going to think of ideas? How am I going to... Like it was just so much in my fucking head and I thought that was hard. If you understand growth, it's a numbers game on social media. You have to post more. You have to get in front of more people's faces to be recognized, to gain an audience, to grow. It's just a fucking numbers game, babe. So if you want to quicken your progress and quicken your results, you got to increase the amount that you're doing. So I started making myself post daily. And when I started that, I was so fucking stressed out because I had two TikTok accounts, my advice account and then my problematic like personality account. The personality account, I said you can post once a week. And then my advice account, I made myself post daily. And then on Instagram, I was posting like stories daily and then posts on my app page daily and posts on my main Instagram account like every couple of days. So I was having to like make content and like take pictures and shit and like have things to post. And I was also posting on Facebook at the time trying to promote my app. So I was posting once a week on all of my shit, feeling overwhelmed. And I saw what I needed to do to grow. Like the goal I had was not going to be reached with this measly little once a fucking week. So I fucking flipped that shit and I threw so much work onto myself and I was so overwhelmed. I thought I was overwhelmed with once a week. I didn't know what the fuck overwhelm was with posting on social media. Once I started posting daily, bitch, and managing like 5 different accounts on 3 different platforms, I was so fucking overwhelmed. I did not know how to manage it at first. I didn't think I could do it. But I committed to it and I made myself do it. I said, it's a non-negotiable. Motherfucker, you're gonna post. If you want this goal, do this. So I made myself start posting. I no longer follow a set schedule with what I post. Now I just post when I want to. But my whole goal behind this was to desensitize myself to the frequency of posting. Now to post all the fucking time doesn't bother me. It's not that hard. Like I've gotten equipped with the skills and I've trained my brain to think of ideas. I've learned to allocate my time and dedicate time to certain things. Oh, and my podcast. I was doing this shit on the side too. But I trained myself to be able to handle a lot of different shit at once just with social media, regardless of everything else I was working on. Like I had to desensitize myself and like reality check myself with like, okay, you thought once a week was a lot. Let me throw this shit on you. And then I fucking squirmed. I didn't know how to adapt. I didn't know what I was doing. I was like learning as I went, but I forced myself to grow by doing that. And now my sense of normal is it's not normal for me to not post like almost daily on everything. It's very weird to me now. And it's not that much effort. It's not hard. I look back on me that was stressed posting once a week and be like, oh, like little do you fucking know. But the more you do shit, the more you'll adapt, the more creative you'll get, the more you'll learn ways to keep going that you didn't see before. You won't learn how to face a challenge and get through things if you don't try to get through them. Like as soon as you start walking through whatever you're facing is when all the awareness, all the insight, all the explanations, all the possibilities, all the new perspectives are going to flood the fuck in. You can't just watch from the sideline and be looking for ways to help manage it. You just have to throw yourself in it. Like when I was posting once a week, if I was sitting here like, oh, how can I be more efficient? What things can I do? How can I manage this emotionally? And prepare to start posting more, I wouldn't have learned what I learned by just jumping into the shit and adapting as I went. You can't just sit on the sideline and prepare. You have to jump into the shit a lot. And like, if you truly want to level yourself up, you have to raise your threshold. So overwhelm the fuck out of yourself with what you need to do. Get desensitized and make your new like heavy workload your new sense of normal. Because it is normal for me now. I did not know how I was going to be able to do it at the beginning. But now it's normal. It's taken 6 months, but now I'm good. Now I have a higher threshold for this shit. And I'm ready to up it from here. Which is something I never thought I would fucking do. Like, I'm able to handle it now. I just wanted to like ramble about this because I want to give you guys the reassurance. I have one more example too. But with mental shit too, like emotional things, this goes for both things. Like feeling like you have too much to do all the time. Add more shit. Literally just add more shit. You're gonna get burnt out. But if you do not stop, you will figure out the ways to deal with burnout. The only way out is through. The only way to learn what you need to learn is going through shit. So put yourself through shit and watch how strong you get. Watch how much better you become. Watch how fast you level up. Okay, so my last little example with like raising your threshold or getting used to something being uncomfortable, like getting used to discomfort, basically, is I started working with a nutrition coach a few months ago. And I was used to eating like 250 to 300 grams of carbs a day. And when I started working with this nutrition coach, I told him I want results very fast. I said, give me like the quickest shit that will get me to where I want to go. Like give me a month of hell. Cause I'm a type where like, if I'm going to suffer and I'm going to have to like go through something, make it as bad as it can fucking be to get me my results as fast as possible. Because I don't want to prolong my suffering. Like give me a month of absolute hell so I can get it over with. And then after that month, we can get something that I can maintain easier. And I don't want to fucking kill myself. So that's exactly what we did. And my meal plan came back and I about shit myself because I was only given 30 grams of carbs a day to eat. I'm used to 250 and I'm used to 3,000 plus calories a day. And that's still a deficit for me because I work out very hard and I'm 6'7". But I was eating 1,700 calories and 30 grams of carbs. Like the rest was just protein and fat. And when I first started doing this meal plan, I felt like fucking shit. I felt skinny. I was barely eating. But I felt so drained, tired, pissed, moody. Like everything felt wrong. Everything was so uncomfortable. I fucking hated it. I had a fucking headache every day. Like every day I'd wake up, I'd have a headache. I'd eat Advil and before I go to bed, I got another headache. So I would just get high. But I would have to like get high and go to bed real fast because I couldn't fucking eat. Like I didn't, like, what am I going to get high and eat? Like one time I got high and I got the munchies and I didn't have anything I could eat. So I had to eat fucking green beans. Like, ah. Because I'm not jeopardizing my goals, bitch. Like, I'm going to commit to it, suffer that little period, look how I want to look, and then boom, I'm good and I can be done with the shit. I like to leave things behind me after I suffer for them and achieve them. Like, get the fuck behind me, fatso. Like, when I was chubby, leave it be. Get behind me. And, like, now I get to enjoy having a nice body. But when I first started that meal plan, yo, I did not think I was going to make it. But I had to like check myself and like adjust to the new form of normal. Like my normal was such a surplus of carbs and like feeling energized, feeling good, to feeling very depleted with fucking 30 grams of carbs. That's not even one piece of goddamn toast. 2 tablespoons of honey is 30 grams of fucking carbs. It's like 36, I think. 34, I don't know. But I was running off of literally like 2 tablespoons worth of honey a day for carbs, which is very, very hard. I was fucking tired. Like I said, I was moody. I was mad as fuck. Like I just was hating life. And I still forced myself to function and do everything I was doing. I was still doing my calls. I was still doing my podcast. I'm still working with this nutrition coach and I have like a more maintainable meal plan now. I'm on like 150 grams of carbs, which is a lot better. But like, girl, I'll be fucking inhaling that oatmeal when I get it. But in the beginning, it was such a drastic change from what I was used to. I fucking hated it. But I stuck with it. And I would fuck up. Like, I would fuck up on the meal plan. I would binge eat by accident because, like, I was in such a caloric deficit. And, like, I was trying to function. I was sluggish as fuck at the gym. I was so tired. Like, I kept fucking up the meal plan. But as I kept fucking up and then getting back on track and recommitting to it, I became strong enough to handle it. I learned the new ways I was going to feel during the day. Like, I'm used to feeling energized. I'm used to feeling pumped. I have a lot of carbs in me. I had to adjust to the new feeling states that came along. I had to adjust to the new energy level that I had. I was operating at a lot less energy, but I could still function. I was operating with a lot less food, but I could still function, and I did. I just had to adjust to my day-to-day, how I felt being different. It didn't mean it was bad or wrong. I was still able to function. I just had to accept and realize and learn to function with the new way that I felt, which was very different from what I felt before. Also had to deal with the emotional side of it, of like all the fucking emotions I was having. Like, I was so hungry, like, all the fucking time. Like, I had to, oh my God, I don't even want to think about it. It was the worst month of my life. Not really. I've been through way worse shit than like fucking barely eating. But at the end of the month, I was sticking with it. I was able to do it. I was able to function. Like, what seemed impossible in the beginning, as I stuck with it, was manageable and tolerable. And I kind of liked it. Like, I liked how I felt eating like that after I got used to all the shit that I wasn't used to. So it did not become my new normal, bitch, but I did raise my threshold to deal with those feeling states and eating that way. So I still like carbs. I do not want to be back on that meal plan. I feel a lot more confident that if I have to go back on it, I'll be fine. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, the world has ended, like I was before. Like, I was whiny as fuck before. But now I can handle things like that. I can handle a meal plan that intense and still function and still work out and still work and still do all the things that I do. But for everybody curious, my meal plan now is like more consistent and like stable. Like, it's a more, not that the other one was unhealthy, because I was still getting everything I needed. I was just functioning on a lot less of what I was used to. My meal plan now is like more stable. It's more relaxed. It's more maintainable without so much discomfort like the other one. But like, going from the meal plan with 30 carbs to my one now of, I think I'm at like 150, 200, something like that. Going from that to this, I felt like my meal plan, like my new one with 150 carbs, was like godsend. I feel so good on this meal plan now. I'm like, shit, like, it seems easy. Even though it is significantly less than what I started eating before. Like, I was eating 3,000 calories a day, 250, 300 grams of carbs. Now I eat 2,200 calories a day, if that, and 150 grams of carbs. Do not try and follow my meal plan, because my body is different. I'm 6'7". Everybody's body is different. Do not try and follow my numbers, because you might get fat, because I need a lot more than normal people do. But I'm just telling you guys this for reference. Like, what I was used to, this dramatic change I had of like misery and then jumping to what I'm at right now, the meal plan I'm at right now is significantly lower than how I was used to before I started with this coach, but it feels better because I was in such a deficit and I had such a struggle with that first meal plan that beat my fucking ass. I'm still in a deficit with my new one. I feel good about being in this deficit because I experienced such a drastic deficit. I desensitized myself to like a minimal deficit. So this one feels good. Like, this feels great. I love the meal plan I have right now, even though it's a lot lower than what I started. It really is so strange, like, how all this works, but it really is just about desensitizing yourself and coming up with a new feeling state and a new like form of what's normal for you. It's about your perspective on it. You have to experience contrast to know how good you have it a lot of the times. So basically, show yourself it can be worse by adding more shit to yourself and what you're doing. If you're ready to grow, put more pressure on yourself. Do more. Like, you're capable of so much more than you think. You can push the fuck out of your body. You can accomplish so much more and do so much more. Everyone is so fucking lazy nowadays, and everyone acts like you will just break and like you're fragile and like you'll die. Like, bitch, you can function tired. You can function ready to fucking die. Like, there's, oh my God, you're not as fragile as you think, and I'm just gonna shut the fuck up with that. Another thing I had to switch was my sleep. I used to sleep 9 hours a night. Now I sleep 7, if I'm lucky, like 6.5, 7 hours. And it's because I'm so fucking busy. But like, getting so busy in the beginning, when I went from sleeping like 8, 9 hours a night, when I was not able to get enough sleep, like what my norm was of like 9 hours, 8 hours, when I wasn't able to get that, I felt so like fucked up and like tired and like, oh, what the fuck? Like, I was just like, fuck it. Like, I'm the type that gets in that attitude where like, if I don't sleep right and if things aren't going right, I'm like, fuck it all. And I just want to like ruin it. But I don't. But being so fucking busy and consistently not having enough time to sleep got me used to a lot less sleep. So now I feel well fucking rested off 7 hours of sleep. I can get up and do a whole fucking day and function, work from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed on 6.5, 7 hours of sleep with no Adderall. It just takes a minute to adjust to, but you're capable of so much more than you think. And I just want to like reiterate that and scream it in everybody's face. Like, you have so much more than what it takes, and you are capable of so much more. And the more you expose yourself to shit that you feel like you can't handle, once you start handling it and you commit to finding the way through, not the way out, that is where like your true self-esteem, your true self-trust, and like your true confidence will come from, is when you start doing a lot of shit and rise to the occasion. You don't just buckle under the pressure. If you enjoyed this episode and it helped you in any way, leave this video a thumbs up. And if you're listening to the audio version on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, leave me a 5 stars. But also, if you know anybody that you think would benefit from this episode, send it to them. Share it wherever you can, because people need to get this awareness. People need to like really like step the fuck up. And this is all the things I wish someone would have told me. So that's why I'm telling you, because I love you. Even though it hurts sometimes, it's all with love. All of my links to all of my things will be in the description of this podcast. I just wanted to jump on here and do a quick little episode because I'm like riled up about it. But my private Facebook community will be linked in the description if you want to join that. If you want to make a donation to the podcast and help me keep going with this bitch, the link's in there for that. My social media is down below. My templates for my accountability worksheets and how to stay consistent with things are also in the description. Everything you need from me is in the description. Also my app if you want to download that, Positive Focus. So thank you guys so much for watching. Leave me a comment down below of your feedback and what you think of this. And if you have any topic you want me to cover in the future, leave a comment down below or like DM me on Instagram. Everybody be safe, work on raising your fucking threshold and leveling yourself up. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday.